Warriors-Raptors Game 1 of the NBA Finals, a Thursday night battle in Toronto, and an intense atmosphere at the Scotiabank Arena, and the first NBA Finals game outside of the U.S. as Stephen Curry was helping lead the charge for the Warriors with a game-high 34 points to go with 5 assists and 5 rebounds. Klay Thompson on the attack and delivering 21 points as Draymond Green had a triple-double with 10 points, 10 assists, and 10 boards, but the Warriors fall in Game 1, 118-109 the final.
You know, the biggest thing for me was our transition defense was just awful, and that's the game. That's the number one priority when you play Toronto. You have to take care of their transition, and we gave up 24 fast break points. We turned it over 17 times, so that's the game, really. The other stuff, you know, guys are going to make shots, miss shots. They're going to have good games. They're going to have bad games, but it's kind of the key points that you can take care of that are the most important, and we didn't take care of that that transition.
Last row on the right side to Tim.
Steve, Tim Reynolds with the AP. I know you guys have been through long breaks before, and with all credit to the Raptors defense, of course, did you feel like rust was in any way a factor for you guys tonight, not playing for a week and a half?
It doesn't matter one way or the other. If we had won, the story would have been that we were well rested. So, but we lost, so we were rusty. So, it doesn't matter.
Anthony, go ahead. Right side.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. What did you think of DeMarcus in his first game back? And is there a possibility you're thinking about maybe increasing his playing time moving forward?
I thought DeMarcus did a really nice job. Made some great passes. We could run some offense through him. It's so early in the process for him. He played 8 minutes, and I thought his minutes were good, but it's a huge adjustment to play after a 6 week, 7 week absence, especially at this level in the NBA Finals against a team that's pretty fast already. So I thought he did really well, and we'll look at the tape and we'll see what we decide to do with his role going forward.
Left side, Tim Calcami.
Steve, Tim Calcami, The Athletic over here. You've played against these guys. You know how long and athletic they are. But was it a little bit of a shock to the system, you think, for your guys offensively to play against that kind of length? And do you think maybe you figured some things out or found some more space as the game went on?
Well, I think that, you know, the biggest thing coming in is we really didn't feel like we knew this team very well. Obviously we only play them 2 times a year, and this year's team is different with Kawhi and the two meetings that we had with them. A lot of guys were missing, including Kawhi in Oakland. He didn't play. And then I think Steph missed the game up here. Other guys were missing. So it's going to be really good for us to have a game on tape where we can really pick it apart and see what we can do better. I thought we made a good effort in the second half, got back in the game. Our guys did some good things, but made too many mistakes to actually go ahead and win the game.
Left side, second row, Steve.
Right here, Coach. Michael Pena, SB Nation. Kind of jumping off that question, what problems does Toronto's defense pose that you haven't seen in this postseason run and even in the last 4 finals runs that you've been on?
I don't know that I can sit here and compare them to, to every playoff team we've played, but they're very long and athletic. They're tough. They get after you. And, they play well together. They got a lot of versatility. I think they're actually a lot like our team. You know, they can switch and guard different positions and that sort of thing. And so I thought they did a really good job. They made some big shots. You know, Danny Green's 3 at the end of the half, contested right in front of their bench, was a big one. Siakam made a 3 out top right down the stretch. So the game went from, I think, 2 or 4 to 10 at the end of the half. And then they made a couple other big ones in the second half. So you give them credit. I thought they played a great game. They deserve to win. And we got to play better if we're gonna beat them.
Left side, in the back, on the side.
Go ahead. Steve. Ryan Gorsey, San Francisco Examiner. Early on, when they were not giving Klay any open looks, and they were really sort of making life difficult for Steph, how much does, say, a Kevin Durant floater or a Kevin Durant spot-up jumper change the offensive dynamic at that point for you guys?
Again, I'll go back to my earlier answer. It doesn't matter until he's out there. So if he's out there, he's pretty good. So, but if he's not out there, we play with the guys we have, and we've got enough. We've won the last whatever six games without him, six games. So we have enough. But you play with the guys who are healthy, and you go. So we'll see what happens.
Final question, right side in the back, Dan.
Okay. Dan Devine, The Ringer. To that point about having enough, you went, I think, 11 or 12 deep pretty early in the game. But some of those lineups in the beginning of second quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, kind of fits in start team, maybe because of DeMarcus coming back. What did you see out of your depth today? Do you feel confident that this is another series where you can and will need to play a lot of guys?
Yeah, our bench was great. You know, Jonas hit a couple threes. Quinn Cook came in, did a nice job, and you know, the way we've played our bench, we've since Kevin and DeMarcus have been out, we play a lot of guys, but they don't play big minutes. So we're trying to find combinations. We're trying to find guys who can step out on the floor for a few minutes, make a shot, make a play. And I thought the bench did a fantastic job tonight. They were really good. They kept us in the game. But again, give credit to Toronto. They played a great game. They made a lot of shots, difficult shots. Our transition defense and turnovers, that stuff, it's really hard to overcome, especially on the road. So we got to get better with that. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, Tim Roy, along with Jim Barnett. And JB, you know, without looking at the numbers,
right?
What do you think the Warriors can do to get ready for game two and to play a better game?
Well, the first thing they have to do is play better transition defense. I thought that really hurt them tonight. That was the number one thing that stuck out for me tonight. How many times you're trying to get back in the game, and then you give up an over-the-top pass, you're not getting back, someone's not protecting the basket, and you give up an easy basket, and takes the wind out of your sails. And I don't know how many opportunities you're ever going to get to play a Kawhi Leonard team where he's not the main scorer. He's not the main individual. He was okay tonight, but he wasn't great tonight.
No, I thought the Warriors did a lot of things to do that. They got the ball out of his hands a lot.
Yeah.
And let's face it, Andre Iguodala is a very good defender, just like Kawhi Leonard is, and just like this Raptor team is. And I think Andre made him work hard.
They made him more normal there. But Siakam, to me, was your player of the game, despite what Stephen Curry did, particularly in the second half, and worked so hard to get to the line. I thought he was pretty miraculous tonight. But Siakam only missed three shots all night long. He had a tremendous, tremendous third quarter, 14 of his 32 coming there, and hit a couple of big shots coming down the stretch when the Warriors needed stops. He was the guy they couldn't stop.
It is the State Farm postgame show brought to you by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 800 State Farm. It's interesting, Jim, but going back to our This State in NBA history, was in our pregame show, was a rookie out of Oklahoma in the 1976 NBA Finals. Alvin Adams had 33 points and 14 rebounds against Boston. And so it's funny, but every now and then, maybe every generation, you see a rookie just all of a sudden get the center stage in an NBA Finals.
There's always an outlier.
Yep.
Okay. In these series, and I've seen it through all the years I've been around since 1966. And another outlier right now is playing what you would normally say above his season averages is Fred VanVleet. And maybe it was a lucky shot, but he did take the shot, and that was a backbreaker, the shot that he hit that went in off the glass.
Hey, just for a moment, let's check in. Nick Nurse is at the podium talking to the reporters.
And just didn't rotate on a few of those. But you take it out and you go back down and you try to answer, you know, without you get a shot and you try to answer and you try not to have any droughts on offense because, I mean, you know their ability to score quick. I think, again, as I kept saying in the Milwaukee series, offense is really important for us here, taking care of the ball and getting shots and getting some to go through the net.
because if they take it from me, they're down the floor in a hurry, probably spraying for a three. And if they're playing off the rim all the time, they're coming downhill fast at you and either at the rim or spraying.
Right side in the back, Tim.
Nick, Tim Reynolds with the AP. We've been talking all postseason about, you know, Kyle gets criticized for not scoring, which is, you know, sort of silly by now. But he just finds ways. And tonight it was, you know, the leading the passes, taking charges against Boogie, things of that nature. Can you put into words how much his willing to sacrifice on literally any play at any time means in games like these?
Well, I think that one of the best things about this team is that you don't have to put a burden of 20 to 25 points on him. You know, because he's going to defend, he's going to lead the team, he's going to play, make those tough plays. He just instinctually does that game after game after game. And the scoring, it's great. It's. I'm not going to say it's like icing on the cake. We need his scoring, and we certainly need his spacing and some of his head-down drives where he makes contact and gets to the line. You know, those are really important. But again, I think this team can a lot of times absorb some nights where he just plays really well and doesn't score. I mean, he plays really well and doesn't score much. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right side, second row, Phil.
Hey, Nick. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. I know that a building can't win a basketball game, but what did you feel in the arena tonight, and what do you think it did for your team?
Well, it gave us a couple nice bounces. I think we had a couple of shots go in that were kind of eye-openers, let's say. But, you know, the fans obviously were great. They were loud. They were exciting. I think they were into it, and that's the way it should be, man. That's what home court is, and our fans deserve a bunch of credit for being a big part of that.
Left side, second row to Mark.
Nick, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Knowing Pascal Siakam's story and how he was discovered in Cameroon, but not really known to be a basketball prospect, even when Masai saw him 7 years ago, he didn't look like an NBA player. How is it possible for a kid with so little background to come up in this situation and do what he did tonight in this stage?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, right? First of all, but I think it was 2 years ago, Mark, when we got bounced out of the playoffs. We literally went in the gym the next day, and he was kind of like, listen, I need to learn how to shoot. I see that in playoff basketball, you better be able to shoot to be on the floor. So, went to work that day on his shooting, and I think we changed some mechanics, but that's a very small thing. He took it and just absolutely ran with it, you know, two, three times a day, every day, just trying to get that part of his game better, right? And that just shows, again, he was extremely hardworking, like beyond, I mean, just super, super committed to finding a place in this league and improving his game. But I, you know, I've heard, you know, a lot of people or him say some things this year, and they keep saying, are you surprised? And he keeps saying, no, this is what I've always envisioned for myself. So I think that's a powerful statement he makes as well. He believes in himself, and he went to work at it.
That is Nick Nurse. He is the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and he was talking about Pascal Siakam and the great story that he is, and Jimmy talked about transition, and you know what's disappointing about tonight to me in one sense is, you know, everybody was questioning about the Warriors bench, and I thought the bench did okay tonight.
Well, they held their own.
Yeah.
They held their own while they were on the floor, and you even can see that looking at plus minus tonight.
Absolutely.
And so two things the Warriors have to do. Number one, the transition defense has got to be better. I mean, when you give up 24 fast break points and over the top, easy ones, like they're just backbreakers. You're making a comeback, and then, as I say, it takes the wind out of your sails. You've scored. You cut the lead to 4 or 6 after it's been a double digits, and that happened several times tonight. And the second thing they have to do, they've got to play better. And what I mean by play better, I think they'll shoot better than they did tonight. They shot much better in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. They actually won the second half, by the way. Mm-hmm. I believe they won the second half, if you add up the numbers. But they've got to take care of the basketball.
Absolutely.
They were really sloppy with the ball tonight. And you just can't win playing that way.
And, of course, they're playing a team that's on a roll, that's playing great defense, the best defense in the postseason, so even more of a reason to take care of the ball. Quick reminder, the 2019 playoffs are presented by Kaiser Permanente. So if you're looking ahead to Game 2, it's on Sunday, 4:30, with the pregame show, Oracle Arena Watch Party presented by Google Nest and the Warriors and Raptors. Golden State trying to get a split and get back home to Oracle for a Wednesday Game 3, but it'll be hard fought. This is going to be a tough series, and I thought it from the very get-go.
No question, Tim, but I'm also encouraged because I know the Warriors can play better. They can shoot better. They will go back, look at the film of this, and they'll see some things. And I'm not sure that the Raptors are going to play much better. Leonard will be better, I think. But
yeah, well, like you said, I think Kawhi can play better.
Kawhi can play
I
better.
I don't know if the Raptors as a team can
as
play a lot
so
better.
I think
this is a pretty good performance by them.
Here's the thing. I'm very encouraged and optimistic that the Warriors can come back and salvage a split in the first two games here in Toronto.
Even defensive transition alone could do that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly. So. Just take care of business a little bit. Just the little fundamentals like that. And despite Draymond having a triple-double tonight, it was a very, very low triple-double. He can play better than he did tonight. Certainly can take care of the ball better. They can do a better job on Gasol. I don't think he'll be quite as effective from three-point range. He got off to a great start. He played a really good game tonight. They're good. I mean, there's no question. Toronto is good.
No bad teams get to the NBA Finals.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't happen.
No.
This is a great team, and it's going to be, I think, a great series.
I think we're in
for a long series, and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, and they've also, you know, it's only the media that's doing it. I don't think the Warriors as a team are doing that at all. They have got to think, we're not going to have any help. There's no rescue coming. You've got to think as a player that you're playing this entire series without Kevin Durant.
What was the on Carson when he would do the Karnak?
Yes.
Karnak to Matthews?
Yes.
The great Karnak puts the envelope to the head and says, my prediction is headlines tomorrow. Do the Warriors need Durant to win the series? Will KD come back and rescue the Warriors as the overreaction train will continue?
Leave that to the media. But the players themselves who are here have to take responsibility, and they've got to own this themselves. And seriously, as a player, Tim, and this is from my experience, you know, we don't know. There's no timeline, whatever, and I don't know all what's going on, and they do to some extent, but you've got to – your mindset has to be, this is us, and this is who we are, and we got to take it ourselves and go from here as a team.
Well, Draymond Green joining Magic Johnson, who had 5 in 1984, and LeBron James, who had 4 in 2018, and the only players with a triple-double in 4 different series in a single postseason. So most triple-doubles in a single postseason. We mentioned Will Chamberlain, but Magic Johnson and LeBron James with a triple-double in 4 different series. He continues to rewrite not only the Warriors record book, but also the NBA record book. So, quick reminder, Game 2 is on Sunday, 4:30. JB, nice job, and look forward to our coverage. Look forward to seeing what is said tomorrow when we reconvene here at Scotiabank Arena.
I will have to finish with this. You're never happy for the opponent winning, but I'll tell you, everyone likes Toronto. It's and they love
Absolutely.
The city, and it's a great story up here, and their fans, I know the Warriors have great fans, but this arena was rocking tonight, and it was a very intensely played basketball game.
And Sunday is Game 2 here in Toronto. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.